From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. One official is describing the flooding in northeastern Australia as having reached biblical proportions. The driving rain that began falling last week has stopped, but vast areas of Queensland state remain underwater. And the BBC's Nick Bryant reports the city of Rockhampton is bracing itself for a surge.
In central Queensland, murky brown floodwaters cover an area the size of France and Germany combined. The city of Rockhampton is the latest to be bracing itself for 9-metre floodwaters. Authorities say water from the swollen Fitzroy River is swamping parts of Rockhampton faster than originally forecast, and they're considering forced evacuations. Elsewhere in Queensland, the rising floodwaters already inundated thousands of homes and also claimed their first victim.
The BBC's Nick Bryant reporting that first victim is a woman who drowned when her car was swept off a causeway. Rescuers are searching for several people missing elsewhere. The new year ushers in a series of new laws around the country. In California, they cover drugs, education, and the internet. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, the penalty for the possession of a small amount of marijuana will be equivalent to a speeding ticket.
Anyone caught with an ounce of marijuana will no longer be charged with a misdemeanor, but instead an infraction. That means offenders won't be arrested, stuck with a criminal record, or have to go to court. Impersonating someone else online through a fake social network page, text, or email is punishable by a $1,000 fine and a year in jail. Other new laws will punish parents whose children miss too much school. The penalty ranges up to a year of jail time and a $2,000 fine. Foster youth will be eligible for state services up to the age of 21. The old benefit cutoff came at 18. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
Nigeria's president says the West African regional community will decide by Tuesday on how to proceed in its efforts to resolve the political standoff in Ivory Coast. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton reports that regional mediators are due back there tomorrow.
Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan, the current chairman of the Economic Community of West African States, says the regional bloc will be briefed by the trio of presidential envoys after their latest mediation mission to Ivory Coast. Three West African presidents flew to Abidjan last week for separate talks with the disputed incumbent Laurent Gbagbo and his presidential challenger Alassane Ouattara. They were armed with an ultimatum for Gbagbo to step down and transfer power immediately to Ouattara, or possibly face being removed by force. But the diplomatic mission ended with talk of dialogue and more consultations. West Africa is determined to prevent the crisis in Ivory Coast from ballooning into a renewed conflict which could destabilize the entire region. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. In college football, Texas Christian University has won its first appearance in the Rose Bowl. TCU defeated Wisconsin 21-19. Chuck Hornbach of Wisconsin Public Radio was in Pasadena for the game.
TCU quarterback Andy Dalton was one star of the game, and linebacker Tank Carter made a key defensive play late in the fourth quarter to help preserve the Horned Frogs' two-point victory. TCU coach Gary Patterson says capping an undefeated season with a Rose Bowl win shows a team from the Mountain West Conference can compete against bigger schools.
Today we proved that we have just as good of players as anybody else in the country, and I've been saying that for a while.
Patterson expressed some frustration about not being able to play for a national championship. That title will go to the winner of a game later this month between Auburn and Oregon. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Hornbach in Pasadena.
The NHL got the new year off to a soggy start. It rained in Pittsburgh yesterday, but conditions improved enough to allow hockey's fourth annual outdoor winter classic to go ahead. Eric Fair of the Washington Capitals scored twice in the Capitals' 3-1 victory over the host Pittsburgh Penguins.
I was definitely happy I could score, that's for sure. I felt good. The first one felt unbelievable, but, we had a good lead going in the third there. We just wanted to play defense, and unfortunately I was able to get that second one, but, we weren't really trying to go for offense at that point.
It was only Fair's second multi-goal game in his career. The game was sold out. More than 68,000 fans were at Heinz Field, where the Steelers usually play football. The Heinz Field was turned into a hockey rink. The fans watched much of the final period in a driving rain. This is NPR News.